The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Tesem and Beis, which describes that Midiraisa was allowed to blow a shofar on Shabbos. Midiraisa, there's no melacha of tkiya shofar on Shabbos, because the pasuk says Kom Lechas Avoda Lo Sasu, only a Lechas Avoda, only a melacha that was in the building of the Mishkan is aser on Shabbos. But yotza tkiya shofar, with the exception of a tkiya shofar, which is a chachma. Tkiya shofar is a chachma, it's a skill, but it's not a malacha. And since tkiya shofar was not found anywhere in the Mishkan, in the building of the Mishkan, it's permitted to blow the shofar on Shabbos. And had it not been for the takanas chachamim, that we might carry a shofar in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it would be permitted to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, on Shabbos. So the Ran asks, of course it's permitted to blow the shofar on Shabbos on a deraisa level. What would the malacha be of blowing the shofar? Why was there a havamina that tkiya shofar would be a malacha on Shabbos? Then there's a second Gemara in Pesachim Daf Zayin Mabeit that goes through the principle that before performing a mitzvah, you say the bracha over lisyasin. You say the bracha before performing the mitzvah. So for example, before a person holds the lulav and esrog the right way, you say the bracha and the lulav, and then you flip the esrog over. Before a person sits and eats in the sukkah, he says the leishe basukkah. Before a person reads the Megillah, you say the bracha. Before a person puts his talis on completely in the right way, you say the bracha. Before tightening the tefillin, you say a bracha. So this is the principle that all birchas mitzvos are over lisyasan, are before one performs the ma'isa. With the exception of two, says the Gemara. There are two mitzvahs that we say the bracha only after you perform the mitzvah. Chutz mina tevila, exception of tevilas ger, and shofar. The mitzvah of tevila, the mitzvah of shofar, you say the bracha only after performing the mitzvah. I imagine you're all wondering, that's not true. So the Gemara itself points this out. I understand, says the Gemara, when it comes to Tevilas Ger, is that before he goes to the mikveh, Ger can't say the bracha because he's not a Yid yet. So only after he comes up from the mikveh, now that he's a Jew, so he's able to say the bracha. But with respect to Tekiah Shofar, what's unique about Tekiah Shofar? Why would you have to say the bracha only after listening to the shofar? So Gemara says, you're right. The Gemara concedes and says, there's only one exception, Tevilas Ger, that you say the bracha after the tevila. But with regards to all other mitzvahs, including Tekiah Shofar, you say the bracha before the shofar. What's the Havamina again, that you should say the bracha after Tekiah Shofar? What makes shofar any different than any other mitzvah, that there was a Havamina to say that you should first blow the shofar and then recite the bracha after the fact? There's a medrash that tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps all the mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps Shabbos, the medrash tells us. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. He learns. So the Baal Tanya wants to know, in what way does HaKadosh Baruch Hu keep the mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar? In what way does Tekiah Shofar impact HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Baal Tanya, Rosh Hashanah is the birthday of the world, the birthday of man. We say after Tekiah Shofar, Hayom Haras Olam. Today Rosh Hashanah is a celebration of the creation of the world. And when man was created, the pasuk describes Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim, that the Ribono Shel Olam blew a neshama inside the apav, inside the nose of man. Vayihi Adam l'nefesh chaya, and man was brought to life. He was animated. And this idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu blowing a neshama inside the body of Adam Rishon is something that happens every single year in Rosh Hashanah. As we celebrate the birthday of the world, the birthday of man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blowing a new life, a new neshama inside each one of us. And that means all the averis that we've committed in the past are all wiped away because we're a new person. We're Bria Chadasha, we're a brand new creation, a new birth. And all the sins that we had in the past, all our struggles are being erased. All the averis are being erased, the things we've done wrong. Our challenges are being erased. We're giving a new chance, a clean slate. That's why we read about Sarah and Chana. Vashem pakad Sarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Sarah, that she was in Akara, that she was barren. And he remembered Chana, that she was barren. But through the Trilas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to uproot this challenge that they had. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Trilas, through the day of Rosh Hashanah, through Yom HaDin, who's able to undo and make them into a Bria Chadasha and change their whole nature around. And although previously, physically, biologically, Sarah and Chana were not able to have children, through the Tia Shofar was able to change them into a new person. It was Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim. And all the challenges that we have, whatever the struggles that we have, whether it's a struggle in finding a parnasa, in finding a spouse, in having a shalom bias, in struggling of having children, in struggling how to raise our children, in struggling with an addiction, struggling with looking at things we shouldn't be looking at, it's a new opportunity. It's a vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim. It's a new neshama Kadosh Baruch Hu is granting us. In the Bells Beis Medrash, they have a tradition that Tkiyah Shofar is capable of being mechaper even for the worst of eras, even for something so bad as a Chil Hashem, which the Gemara describes, that when a person violates Chil Hashem, Ein Koach B'tshuva Litlos, tshuva doesn't help the person. V'lo b'yom ha-kippur m'l'chapir, Yom Kippur doesn't provide the kapara. V'lo b'yusurim l'marik, and the pains and struggles are not going to ease the punishment. Elakulan, the onish, the aveira of Chil Hashem is tolin u'misa mamrekis. It's not until death. It's not until death that Chil Hashem is wiped away. So it's said in the Bells Beis Medrash, that still nonetheless, to Tkiyas HaShofar, which the Gemara tells us, why do we use the shofar of an ayil, of a ram? Because the ram reminds the Kadosh Baruch Hu of the Kedesh Yitzchak ben Avram, that he was brought as a karbon, and his neshama was taken away, and he died there as the Akedah. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu blew back a new neshama inside Yitzchak Avinu. And it's that ram with the horns that was standing on the side, that tkia, that shofar, that Kadosh Baruch Hu used to blow back that neshama inside the nose and mouth of Yitzchak Avinu. And so too each year when we blow the shofar, our neshamas are being taken and cleansed and being put back in. And that's perhaps what it means when the Rambam talks about tshuva. And what the shofar does, it's uru yesheinu mishnascham, to wake us up from our slumber. And the Gemara tells us that sleeping is 1/60th of death. So we've been falling asleep. We've been falling into a slumber. But that slumber is being awakened. We're being awakened with that new neshama. With that new neshama, Kadosh Baruch Hu is blowing back into our lives, giving us yet another chance this year. To vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chaim. And the Sefer writes that Vayoa Bayom Hahu, on that day, that great day, Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol, there's going to be a great sound from the shofar. And the Sefer asks, who's going to be blowing the shofar? V'Aini Odeya Mitoka, who's going to be blowing the shofar? And the Sefer quotes the pasuk in Zechariah, V'Hashem Elokim B'Shofar Yiska, Kadosh Baruch Hu himself will take that shofar and blow it. He's going to take the shofar He's going to take Am Yisrael. He's going to take each one of us in His hand and blow into us a new neshama, a nishmas chayim. And this explains Rav Moshe Shapiro what the Gemara had in mind. That the Gemara had a thought that shofar should be asur on Shabbos because it's a melacha. And the Gemara says it's not a melacha, it's only a chachma, it's only a skill. So what was the thought? What was the initial thought that tkiyah shofar is a chachma, that was a melacha rather? Because since the shofar is transformative, it changes a person. It changes a person's nature. It gives him a new chance, a bria chadasha. So then it's like a melacha, where a melacha is something that's creative and transformative, where you're building, you're writing, you're changing something new. So tkiyah shofar is accomplishing the same. And for that reason, the Gemara had an initial thought that maybe, just maybe tkiyah shofar should be asur and Shabbos also because it's a melacha. That also explains the Gemara in Pesachim. While the Gemara thought that every single birchas and mitzvah is recited before the mitzvah, except for tfilas ger and shofar. Tfilas ger we understand because it's only roi after the fact. So too, says Rav Moshe Shapiro, tkiyah shofar also are only roi after the experience of tkiyah shofar. After the experience of Aipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim. After being brought back to life with his new neshama, with his new breath, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blows within each of us. And so we should take this opportunity, this coming Rosh Hashanah, and realize that the tkiyah shofar, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a new chance, a new year, to start fresh. And all the averus we've done in the past, no matter how bad they've been, we're giving a new neshama, a clean neshama. And we should all be zoche to a year of health, a year parnasa, a year in growth in ruchnius and gashmius, with a new chance of self-confidence to grow and to be mashbir. Everyone have a wonderful ksiva v'chasima tova and a wonderful strong year.